Good day and welcome back to another episode of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori. Today, we're delving into the top industry news of the week from across Australia. Let's start with developments in the ongoing conversation regarding disaster insurance coverage. Last week, the Treasury recognized the need for clearer definitions of terms such as flood, a point raised during a federal inquiry following the catastrophic floods of 2022. As Assistant Secretary Rob Preston admits, standardizing terms could bring clarity for consumers, but it's not a magic solution for the complex challenges that come with coverage claims. Insurers, on the other hand, have started to see limited benefits in standardizing terms related to maintenance and natural wear. The Insurance Council of Australia is now coordinating efforts to define what constitutes fair wear, a move that could be beneficial for policyholders whilst addressing the persistent intricacies of policy execution. In related news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, APRA, is calling for the industry to take a more active role in shaping its future. Executive Director Sean Carmody made this call at a recent conference in Sydney, bringing up not just the need to address severe weather and protection gaps, but also the importance of policy transparency. Echoing the Treasury, Carmody clearly stated that effective communication is key for building trust and resilience in the sector. Moving on to state-related news, the New South Wales government is mulling changes to emergency services funding. They aim to ditch the currently controversial Emergency Services Levy, or ESL, which is blamed for high insurance costs in the state. Treasurer Daniel Mukay plans to use anonymized insurance data to create a fairer model. As they navigate the complexities of revitalizing the system, a stakeholder reference group has been established, and public consultations are expected to be part of the process. On a national level, the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics is pushing ahead with its inquiry into post-flood insurance practices. This stems from concerns about the industry's response to the devastating floods of 2022. The committee, led by Daniel Mulino, plans to engage in dialogue with experts and directly visit flood-affected areas like Brisbane and Lismore. Public submissions to the inquiry will be accepted until the end of July as the committee works to ensure insurers meet the needs of the communities most affected. That's it for this week's wrap on insurance news. Remember, staying informed means staying ahead. For all your personal and business insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori, signing off. Catch you next week.